Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and that's also my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes anywhere in between. Well, you know the drill. Lots of stuff there. Please go there and check it out. We built it just for so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. It's just you and me, still just you and me, and I want to talk a little bit about social media and about social media and your small business. I wonder how you're doing. I wonder if social media is something that you're taking advantage of. I fear that there are two extremes out there with social media. Number one, the people who are getting into it, and they're into it so much they spend actually too much time on it. And it can actually, the social media activity can become seductive and, yes, even addictive. I've seen this happen. I know people who I feel that it's actually gotten addictive for them. It's not for me to say. I'm not saying that they, you know, that it's taking them down or anything. I just know that they're on it a lot. And so on one extreme is the part about it being addictive, right? Being seductive, and you're spending too much time. You're getting on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and just sort of getting involved in all these threads with other people and back and forth and all these little conversations, and you can get caught up in it. On the other extreme are the people who hear what I just said and say, whoa, I don't want any part of that. Or social media, that sounds like I'm visiting with my grandmother. I don't have time for that. I got to sell stuff. Or I can't let my people be involved in social media. I don't want my employees involved in that because they're supposed to be working, not yakking with their people online. Well, okay, that's the other extreme. Both of them, neither of them are correct. Neither of them are the way you should think about it in your small business. Now, in your private life, if you go home at night, you want to turn the television off, and I know you wouldn't turn the radio off, but if you want to turn the television off and live on Facebook or Twitter, that's fine. But in your business, you know, when you're supposed to be working, when you're supposed to be pushing your company's business model forward, there's a place for social media, and you have to find that place for your company. And it's not up to me, it's not for me to tell you what that place is, but it is for me to tell you that there it does have a place. However, to whatever degree that it finds a place in your company, that's for you to decide, but it does have a place. Now, and again, I just have to say this one more time. I don't like the term social media. I don't like to use it, but it's what people are using these days. It's handy. But I still prefer, and this is, regardless of what you say, I want you to think this. When you say social media, I want you to be thinking, or when you're involved in something that is called social media, like one of the popular public sites, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, you know, if you're blogging or whatever you're doing, whenever you're doing that, I want you to think about this. Never mind social media. Think, I'm building online customer communities. I'm connecting with customers online. I'm getting customers and prospects to join my community online. And you're building communities, plural, more than one, online. That's the activity. So as long as you keep the word customer in there, as long as you know that you're doing it online and you keep thinking about connecting with customers, not yakking it up with your peeps online, as long as you separate those two things, it seems to me that that would be an easier way for you to get comfortable, I'm trying to help make the concept of social media more comfortable for you, so that you can realize it's like anything else. It's like alcohol. It's like gambling. It's like anything else. It doesn't have to be addictive. It doesn't have to get out of hand. You can do it. It's like playing. Like golf. I guess like my wife would say golf too, right? So it doesn't have to be addictive. It's something you can do, and in your business you can do it appropriately. So I want you to think about that, and I want you to find. Go back and listen to the things that I've said, and my brain trust members have said on this show. Go back and read some of the things. I've written an awful lot on this you can find those articles on my website. Go read what other people have to say. Listen to what other people have to say. But primarily listen to the people who are talking about how to make social media relevant to your small business, not just social media for social media's sake. Stay away from those people. And I'll tell them that to their face. Stay away from the people who only talk about social media for its own sake. Do that in your own time. But when you're in business, when you run your business, find the information about how to make social media relevant to your own, to your business. To use Twitter to do that, to use Facebook to do that, to blog yourself to do that. Make it relevant to your own business. And the way to do that is to think customer communities online. I don't care what you call it. Think of those three words, customer communities online. It's one of the ways more and more customers are going to want to connect with you, with your business. Think about that. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.